Good and bad. You know, first, hats off South Carolina, man. They would not quit. They just kept coming back, battling. We had opportunities in the first half again to put them away, and we didn't do it. Especially right there before the first half and then the first drive of the second half. We could have got touchdowns in those drives. It could really have been different. But I give them credit. They held in there, and then they made two big-time drives. And I mean, made plays. I mean, made great catches over top of people and made plays and got their energy. You know, they did it last week. That's the way Will's going to have a well-coached team that's going to compete. But then I was, you know, our defense was outstanding the first half. I mean, playing great. They were great on third down all night. And then they hit that third quarter, and they had them two drives. I mean, they made some big-time plays. They hit catches and made plays, and then offensively we kicked it. We had the ball four times the second half. I think we scored three, and then have those two drives the last two times we had the ball. Once it tied up on the road in a hostile environment, backed up, I mean, and then to come down and make the plays in the two big third down conversions in both of those drives, one's to Hezekiah and one to Jace, and those plays and those guys finishing the drives. The way Travion stuck the ball, started running, getting the running game going a little bit because they were determined to blitz and stop it, so we had to start throwing the football, which I thought Kellen was outstanding in that game. And that drives at the end, when you're up three and making throws, It's a lot harder. What I mean is because you don't want to make mistakes. And he stayed aggressive. And the read he made to get the ball back to Courtney on the last flag route was a complete backside fourth man read. That was something else that we had going on another side that was outstanding for him to recognize the coverage, see the one-on-one, recognize the matchup, and come back. Talk about his growth and maturity under big moments and big situations was outstanding. But him, you know, Jayshon Corbin did a nice job. And, again, Courtney and Jace were awesome. Cam Hezekiah came in, did a nice job playing his first times. Our defense were great on third down. But the big thing that bothers me, we had 12 penalties for 117 yards. That's not us. That's not our kind of football. And it cost us. I mean, we had a big drop. One play, the time we didn't score second half, we had a guy downfield. He misheard a play. That's all it was. Didn't know it was a naked, thought it was a run. Then we had those face masks, and we had the interference penalties, and Six can't do that. He made a bad mistake there again. So we'll lose him in the first half of the next game, which will be critical. So, but, you know, very happy the way we compete. These kids, we got some guys with some heart and toughness now. I'll say that. And we're learning how to win. We're learning how to play better. And we're still a work in progress. We're nowhere close, which that's the interesting thing. So we can get a lot better. So what we got to do this week is heal up and then identify our weaknesses and things that we can really pinpoint to go at. And we'll look at that when we get back and then work on our future opponents for these next couple of days and look at all of our opponents and versus some different things any of them are doing or tricky. We get a couple of day or a day or two ahead of doing something extra that introduce it to them so when the game week comes, we can get a jump. So that's kind of what we'll do. I mean, move the ball again. Didn't, you know, in the red zone, had a couple opportunities. For the half, you know, thought we could get that play action on second down. With only two timeouts, you wanted to throw at one of them, and then the third down the option, we just missed a blocker. We could have got in. So, but I thought they really played well. We had 458 yards. Didn't have a turnover, if I'm not mistaken. 25 of 37 throwing the football. We didn't run it as well, but we got the run going when we had to, and they were determined they weren't, because they were giving up run yards. So they were blitzing, doing some things. So we turned to the pass game and made plays in the pass game and thought we did what we had to do. We're still a work in progress.
Looking back at that interception, you guys get in the goal line.
Oh, that was huge. Yeah, down in the first drive. I mean, all those. I mean, our kids, they could have backed out then. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities, and we made a lot of the pivotal plays in the game. Then they made them in the second half, and we were able to come back and make them.
Is Kendrick Rogers sideline something today?
Yeah, he had a little foot that was bothering him, and it was irritated. And the other guys, he could have played if he wanted to, or not if he wanted to, if we had to. And the other guys started playing really well, so we thought it'd be better to we could do it.
Was it the same thing from ULM that he was out with?
No, this is a little different thing. Hopefully, this week will clear it up and he'll be good to go.
Last week against Missouri, their red zone defense was pretty stout. What does Will do whenever teams get down in the red zone?
Well, I mean, he's going to box. He's going to take the run away by getting extra guys in the box. Go seven. Always have an extra guy on the run and play almost zero coverage. Forces you to throw the football a lot, and you got to make plays in the passing game or certain others. There's only a certain kind of runs you can hit, and he does a good job. And a lot of people are going to that right now.
Another big game for Jace Sternberger.
Oh, huge game. I mean, Jace, what do you have? 7 for 145, big third down, had a touchdown, almost had a couple. Courtney, 9 for 127. But Jace playing really well, making big plays, boy.
How big were those drives at the end of the first half for Kellen's
confidence? Oh, it was. And once we got those last two drives, and that one was, what, 97-yard drive? Something like that. When I mean, 3-3, 94. And now we got a penalty. Then we started thinking about it. Made me think of another penalty because we started off, broke a run, and then got penalized. Remember, had to go back, and then we hit the passes and come out of there. And then the other drive, 2 minutes before the half, which it was, and it got him in the flow. You know what I'm saying? Got his confidence going, and he was seeing the field. He was seeing the field the whole time, and then we got going.
Jimbo, did you have a sense before the season started that these guys would have this kind of toughness, this resolve to
Well, I thought they had an opportunity to. I mean, I know you don't ever know until you get into the heat of battle and how you practice and the things that are going on, and they're learning to grind it out. They're learning to practice hard. Our practices the last 2 weeks have really stepped up. They're understanding it, and I think now they're seeing that when you're 16-16 on the road and the whole stadium's after you, I mean, and that resolve, which you revert back to your training. And I'm not saying we're training any different than anybody else. It's nothing magical. We're just playing hard and working hard, and those guys believe in it.
What did you say to them after the start?
Go right back to what we do. This is what we're here for. It's why we practice like we practice and do what we do. Play the next play and move on to the next one.
How big was Seth Small in this game?
Oh, huge. I mean, he had the one miss, but to come back and make those kicks afterwards, I told him in there for a freshman, he's been put in some hostile environments and some tough situations, and he's going to be one heck of a football player.
What do you think the camera's going to be? Is the camera available now?
No.
When will he be?
I don't know. He had surgery on his foot.
And not only is your punter kicking at 60 yards, how about the causing a fumble as well?
Oh, no, cause a fumble. I mean, he can sell popcorn, too. He can sell popcorn and Coke at halftime. He can do that. And then I'll tell you the other thing was impressive, too. The balls he didn't kick out of the end zone, we tackled him inside the 20 both times on our kickoff team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So the field position doing a great job.
Jimbo, did you anticipate that South Carolina would sell out to stop the run?
I did. Because Will is a great football coach, and he's a physical football coach and plays that, and I know that wasn't going to happen long. Those guys, I guarantee you, he was after their tail, and they were going to do a good job of doing it.
Along those lines, did you have a feeling that Sternberger might be due for a really big game?
Could have had a chance. I thought we would. If they did, we would have opportunities in the passing game. I thought we would, and we did.
On South Carolina's first touchdown, Donovan was out because the helmet came off. Were y'all trying to get him back in on that play, or were y'all leaving Keldrick out there for
I don't believe – I can't answer that question right now. I don't believe we could – we couldn't get him back in, if I'm not mistaken. He's not allowed. Unless we wasted a timeout.
Is the frustration you might have felt early by not closing out drives with touchdowns and good, is that tempered at all by the fact that you are able to take that last possession?
No. Because you shouldn't be there. You don't put yourself in that position. I mean, that's something we got. It's not a problem, though. It's a problem. We got to fix that. Now, I'm proud of what we did. I mean, that shows character to come back and do. I'm not disappointed in that. But that's don't be in that position. You know what I'm saying? And I got to do a better job. Well, I think they pressured us early. They got some good – their pass rush got to us early, and we got some third and longs. Then we got third and short. Then we got more aggressive and got more makeable third downs, and we got better at it. And we started taking chances more on first and second down and trying to flip it like them. They were trying to shorten it, you know, get us behind the sticks. We had to flip the script and start making big plays and start being more aggressive on early downs so we could create the plays and not get in the third downs. I just flipped how we started calling the game.
I know we've asked several times, but is there anything else to be done about the targeting, or is that just – part of playing.
Yes, be smart. I mean, we work on it every – talk about it every meeting, everything we do. I mean, it's just – it's silly and it's ridiculous. Now, listen, I'm not being – but you have to be smart and tough and understand that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Now, it's not a selfish thing. I don't think they're – don't think sometimes. That's what I'm saying. Understand the moment, what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to do. Disappointing.
By a week, I'm in a good time for
you. Very good time. I think it's, you know, you get 7 weeks in a row now in this league, they pound on you, man. We got to get healed up, and we got to get cured up, and then we got to fix some problems we got and hopefully get better down this stretch because we got a heck of a run to make. I mean, there's some good teams coming up on this schedule.
How do you approach the bye week? I mean, in terms of your practice schedule and the.
We'll probably get Monday. We'll meet tomorrow, stretch and stride, and get them all looked at, get Monday off. And Tuesday, we'll have a medium practice and look at details and watch the game film and clean all that up. And Wednesday and Thursday, big grinds and a little bit on maybe something early on Friday morning or a workout, and then give them some time off. They need to heal. But Wednesday and Thursday, we got to get some work done. And Tuesday will be a. It won't be quite as much, but it'll be a pretty good work day, too.
Jimbo, you held the ball 41 minutes and 29 seconds. How big was that late? Because you kind of grinded
it. It does. I mean, you sing that, too. You get those wear and tear in those close games, and I think it matters when you're on the field. When you're on defense for 41 minutes, that's a long time. But listen, South Carolina's a daggone good football team. Will's a good coach. They've got a great team. That was a heck of a football game.
All right, Coach, thanks. Appreciate
good. Yes, thank you.
We'll get the players in.
We can make it interesting. We're good for TV.
Coming up every other.